UFC fighter Jorge Masvidal defends Goya Foods, company's actions speak louder than woke mob. By Amy Furr on July 11, 2020. UFC star Jorge Masvidal defended the Goya Foods company Friday after it received boycott threats because of its CEO's support for President Trump. Actions of a Goya Foods speak louder than the hashtag woke mob. Masvidal wrote in a tweet alongside a 2018 report detailing how the company donated 1 million pounds of food to help Puerto Ricans affected by Hurricane Maria. In a prior tweet, the self-described Cuban-American urged his followers not to listen to the hashtag woke mob, adding that Goya beans were the best beans. At the White House on Thursday, Goya Foods CEO Bob Onanu said, "We are all truly blessed to have a leader like President Trump, who is a builder," according to Breitbart News. Onanu was at the White House for an event with Hispanic American leaders at which Trump signed an executive order to expand business and educational opportunities for Hispanics, the report noted. However, the hashtags hashtag boycott Goya, hashtag Goya Foods, and hashtag Goyaway almost immediately began trending on social media, according to the Associated Press, AP. During an appearance Friday on Fox and Friends, Onanu called the left-wing boycott oppression of speech. He continued, "You're allowed to talk good or talk praise to one president, but you're not. When I was called to be part of this commission to aid in economic and educational prosperity and you make a positive comment, all of a sudden that's not acceptable. I'm not apologizing for saying, if you're called by the President of the United States, you're going to say, 'No, I'm sorry, I'm busy, no thank you.' I didn't say that to the Obamas and I didn't say that to President Trump." Later, the president tweeted that he loved the Goya Food Company. At the White House on Thursday, Onanu also pledged to give more than 1 million pounds of food to food banks across the nation that had been inundated with demand during the coronavirus pandemic, the Breitbart News report said.